AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Police say three people were shot to death Wednesday, a fourth critically wounded in an attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Ed Donahue has details.
Campus Police Chief Adam Garcia says there was a report of an active shooter at Beam Hall, home of UNLV's Lee Business School.
Officers immediately responded, engaged the suspect. The suspect at this point is deceased.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill says there is no further threat.
Of course, we have no idea on the motive.
This UNLV student, a junior named Matthew, was nearby. His reaction to the shooting?
Sadness that this is happening, but happiness that they've gotten here so fast. It seems like they were on campus right as it started because the police, we have a really good response, I feel like, ever since our last shooting that we had here in Vegas.
Audio from KTNV. The UNLV campus is just 3 miles from the Mandalay Bay Casino. 60 people were killed in a mass shooting there in 2017. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Republican presidential debate tonight for participants, but not frontrunner Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis sidestepped questions about whether Trump is fit to be president, but he does say the 77-year-old is too old for the job. Israeli troops have been battling Hamas militants in the center of the Gaza Strip's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. The fighting sent tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing to the territory's southernmost edge. Aid groups warn of a humanitarian catastrophe. Senate Republicans block military and economic assistance for Ukraine. President Biden's berating their tactics as stunning and dangerous.
The Republicans in Congress are willing to give Putin the greatest gift he could hope for and abandon our global leadership.
Still, he's also signaling openness to border policy changes, something GOP lawmakers want. And the U.S. military is grounding all of its Osprey V-22 helicopters a week after 8 Air Force Special Ops members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. This is AP News. McDonald's is planning to open nearly 10,000 new restaurants over the next 4 years. Rita Foley has the story.
Even for the world's largest hamburger chain, that is an unprecedented pace of growth. McDonald's plans to have 50,000 restaurants in operation worldwide by the end of 2027. The company is also announcing a partnership with Google Cloud. That will help it speed up automated services, and it's expected to make things easier for its employees. McDonald's same-store sales rose nearly 9% worldwide in the past few months, though U.S. traffic fell slightly. McDonald's is focusing on core menu items like those quarter-pound and French fries, which make up 65% of sales system-wide. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks closed lower Wednesday. The Dow fell 0.2%, the S&P 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.6%. Energy stocks fared worst after the price of crude touched its lowest level since June. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.